Prologue. The Healer. Many years ago, at the edge of the North Sea, in the misty moors of a land that would come to be known as England, there lived a young woman named Morgan, who had a gift for what would come to be known as magic.
I've got to get to the bottom of this. Maybe. Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Oh. What is that smell?
That, Father, is the smell of progress. I would not hold my breath if I were you. Here, can you hold the book for me while I stare?
As you wish.
Thank you. Just there, that's perfect.
I still don't know why you haven't mixed us a pot of gold by now.
Mixed a pot of gold? Father, alchemy is idiotic. This is medicine.
You were conjuring fire last week.
I know.
And the week for that, I came home to two of you. One of you is in the garden, the other in the kitchen.
That was only an illusion.
Ah, an illusion, eh? Is that right? Well, consider me fooled. I thought I'd gone mad. Why not cast some more of your magic and create a second self to turn your pages for you?
It's not that easy. I can't just snap my fingers.
Well, practice makes perfect, as they say. In the meanwhile, here.
What have you done?
Did I miss the mark?
No. This could be precisely what I need. Thank you. Where did you find it?
A merchant ship from Italy had a fortune of them. I bargained for a handful.
This is plenty.
I'm happy to hear they'll do the trick. Though I still don't see how. They just look like bairns to my eyes.
Oh, they're far more than that, I assure you.
Well, just don't blow up the house, please.
It only happened one time.
And the sailing will never fully recover. And neither will my back. Oh.
Well, sometimes you have to crack a few eggs. By the way, I borrowed some eggs.
I expected as much. There's more in the pantry, bottom shelf.
You are wonderful.
I'm not about to let a lack of ingredients stand between my daughter and the next great miracle.
They're not miracles. This is serious. And besides, if chickens are indeed my undoing, then perhaps I shouldn't be ailer after all.
Don't you dare.
Don't you give them the satisfaction. Don't lose sight of who you are, Morgan. This is what you were meant for, sweetheart. Just be careful.
I can take care of myself, Father.
I don't doubt you, my love. It's the cords that sit at the king's table that I worry about. Just tread lightly, child.
I'm not a child anymore.
You're my child. You are the only miracle I care about.
Morgan. Morgan Le Fay. Open up.
It's Archer's knights.
Show yourself.
Stay here.
Father, no. What are you doing?
Stay here and stay in, Morgan.
A witch. Show yourself in the name of the king.
Good day, noble sirs.
Where is your daughter, old man?
She's not here. What is the meaning of this?
Your daughter can no longer be trusted. She will live out the rest of her days in a cage, where she belongs.
What is her crime?
She defies the natural order of things and is therefore wicked.
By whose word?
His Majesty King Arthur. And if you question me again, I will make certain you are beyond your daughter's unnatural medicine.
Then you clearly underestimate my daughter.
Shall we put that to the test?
Stop!
Well, well. Crawling from your hole at last. I thought I smelled your evil brewing.
Let me speak with Archer.
So you may further poison his majesty with your witchcraft. Never. Take her.
By God, you will not.
Step aside, old fool, or I will slay you where you stand.
Father, stop.
Listen to your wretched daughter, or I will have your tongue for treason.
She's harmless. She's miraculous, not malevolent.
Enough. Seize him.
No, don't. There is no need for that, Father. Stop. Don't let me lose you two. If my king wishes to have an audience, then he shall have it.
Morgan, no. Please, don't do this. Don't throw your life away. No creature is made for chains.
It's all right, Feather. This is my choice. I am ready. Take me to him.
Good. Make an example of her.
Right this way, my lady.
Come here, girlie.
Onander! You will not take my daughter.
Feather, no!
Morgan, run! Please! Get out of here!
No, please! I beg of you! No! Please! Feather!